Good morning. Today's shiur in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. We're Perek Zayin. We talk about the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and begin with the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Beis and Dalet. So, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Teir L'Sapa B'Nisim R'Floy Shanas L'Av Esayin L'Mitzrayim B'Lil Chamish Asim B'Nisim. The mitzvah is to tell the story. Then he adds at the end of that Halacha, V'chol HaMarech B'Dvarim. Somebody who talks a lot about it. Marech. And but he describes what you should be ma'arichim. B'dvorim she'iru, things that happened, v'shahoyu, and that were there, hareza m'shubach. This person is praised. All right, we're going to discuss that. It's something that we say in the Haggadah every year, and we'll get to that. Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, after he said mitzvahs asay l'saper mitzvahs mitzrayim, halacha beis mitzvah leidia labonim, you gotta tell your children. And he goes through a whole detail, and he says, l'fi daitis od ben avram lamda, you gotta teach him according to his ability. You know, this is a essay in chinuch. Keitzat, if he was a little child or he wasn't exceptionally bright, you tell him, my child, you know what happened? We were slaves, like this woman that working here, or like this man that's working here. In the times when people had shvachos and avodim. And today, on this day, we were redeemed and became free. Now, if he was a little smarter, a smart child, tells him everything that happened, and the miracles shenas alonu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Miracles that happened to Moshe. How could if he died to Shaban, everything according to the ability of the child? Again, repeat it. Okay. Mam Shabbat Lachadah, he continues Lachadah. You have to begin something that we all know about, at least should know about. To start with the negative, what happened, bad things, and end up with the praise and the good things. So what would that mean? Ketzad, he talks about the times of Terach. And in his days, people denied the Eibishter, and they went after Avodah Zarah. And then ends up with the good, with the fact that the Eibishter brought us to the true knowledge and belief of the Eibishter. And then he says, and also you tell him that we were slaves, and he did all the good things, and we talk about the miracles. First, I mean, it was slaves and all the bad things that happened to us, and then the miracles that happened, and again, and he chose us. And there he adds a line. Where do you get that information from? From a parsha in Kisavai that starts with Arami Eved Avi, which we do when we read Bikurim. We're supposed to read that parsha. So he says, well, listen to the words. Who sheyidreish me Arami Eved Avi at sheimah kalam parasha, till he finishes the parsha. And then he adds a new thing. Something that's really unique. Whoever spends time analyzing this parasha is Meshubach. So we have two Meshubachs here. And so we need to understand that. Now we know in the Haggadah every year, everybody says it, the line that goes, Kolam Kolamar Bahareza Meshubach. About the Arabic Sapa Mitzvah, so I'm Reza Meshubach. But somehow or another, Rambam switched that to Bedvorim She Iru Vishahoyu. Now, what happened and what was, why? Then, as we just noted, the addition of Amarech, Amesiv Amarech, Bedrash Parsh Zu, Areza Meshubach. Why the emphasis on this parsha and the drash of this parsha? Why is it so important? Okay. And halacha beis, we learned about what he tells the child, what he tells the different levels of child. Now, when he lefidaita shel ben aviv melamdoi, teaches him. This is not a classroom. It's not teaching. It's just telling a story. Why the Lashon Melamdei? Okay, now it's not a question on the Rambam, it's a Lashon the Mishnah. But what does that mean? Now, why is it important that Rambam tell us like this slave, like this person? What is Rambam getting into these details? Where do we get it from? This Chagod, Avod Meyino. Vayetzienu. Then, when he speaks about the Mem Godel Chochem, he tells him all the miracles that happened through Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Agada except by Yaminu Vashem and Moshe Avdei, but it doesn't say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's reasons for that. And the Rambam doesn't bring it in the Nuz Chagodah. So why suddenly here does he talk about Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, when he says Maschil B'gnus Masai Mishrach, so there's a Machlekes in the Gemara what that means. And the Gemara, one is whether we talk about Terach and Matan Terah, that's the Gnus Mishrach, or we talk about Avodah Meinu and Vayetzein. Now, the conclusion, according to Moshe Shenim, is you do both. Now, I don't want to get into all the details, but the Rambam obviously speaks about two separate things. First, about Terach and the Terah, and then Avodah Meinu, and ultimately Bechiras Hayinu. So, In the Rambam's Agada, that's not the way it's written. And in our Agada, it's not the way it's written. Our Agada starts off with Avodah Meinu in response to the Manishtana. And then talks about Metchiloi David Zorah Eveseinu. And that's the way in the Rambam Agada, it says. Not only that, the question is even the Rambam himself already started when he told the child. He didn't tell him anything about, he said, about this Eved, this Shifcha, or all the that's what he focuses on. But suddenly here, it seems to reverse. So what's going on? All right, so not going to get into the details of it, but it seems like the Rambam has two mitzvahs, two concepts of mitzvah, whether it's actual two mitzvahs or not. It's not a discussion there. There's the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim, which you learn from one pasuk, Zocher Seyem Aleh Asher Tzatzim Mitzrayim. And then there's the mitzvah to tell your children, to tell the children. And that's what you got to live in. And even that has an effect on how you tell to yourself, but it's a separate concept. So perhaps, according to the Rambam, with this approach, and again, I am due to lack of time and just clarity, we'll just keep to that fact. We could say, according to the Rambam, there's two parts that I got. One is when we begin right away, Avodah Meinu, the answer to the child's question. And then, Mitchilayim Nevei Dezara, he was saying, till the end of the Haggadah. So now the Haggadah would be divided up in two parts. There's a Haggadah of responsive to Manishtana, and then there's a Haggadah of Sipritz Mitzrayim. So perhaps, the first part of that Haggadah is the Vigalat Levincha. Vigalat Levincha is only one issue. Tell him, get him to understand, and teach him about Yitzhias Mitzrayim. So, and that's described in Halacha Beis. There's no Din of Maskil Bignus there. You don't have to tell him anything about the history of the Jews. Only what's relevant for him to understand the concept of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Now, since it's Melamdai, it's a lesson. If you're going to say, yeah, we went out of Mitzrayim, what's Mitzrayim? You got to explain. That's not Maschil Bignus. That's all part of describing Yitzhias Mitzrayim. You can tell him, you know, on this day, we all went out of Mitzrayim. What happened? Who cares? And that doesn't answer his question. Unless you tell him that we have Mara. Well, you don't know why you have Mara. You gotta tell him, about the Meinu. And that's why he stresses here to the not intelligent or little child, try to bring it to reality. Try to make it real. Teach him. You're teaching him. You gotta make it understandable. The more he gets what you're talking about, the more he understands it. It's not just telling a story. A good storyteller will also find ways to make it real. But, you know, you can get away without it. But that's why he stresses that. And if the child is a little older, you have to tell him what happened. And also, again, to make it more real, he mentions Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's all, it's not part of the Nusach HaGadol. That's all part of the Melamdai. Teach him. Teach him as your own personal thing. And you do what you do. Add what you have to. And that's why here we don't talk about Avodah Zarah, because we're talking about the story, to teach the child about Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Chilev Avodah Zarah doesn't teach about Yitzhias Mitzrayim. It has a value in Yitzhias Mitzrayim, but not what... That's the first part of a Haggadah. Now comes the second part of a Haggadah. That's Sipui Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Now begins, how do you tell the story of Yitzhias Mitzrayim? Do you tell it from the beginning? From how everything began in the Shtalshul till that Yankiv of one of Yodel Mitzrayim and all that? Or do you start only about Avodah Mayinu? Which one goes first? And the Rambam holds, you have to start with the Gnus Avodah Zarah. No, it's Avodah Mayinu has nothing to do with that. Avodah Mayinu has to do with the Sipur. With the Begadat Levincha. Now, the Yishalmi just brings, the one says, Rav Amit Chilei Tzorech Laschel Bei Vanor Yosh Rav Seichem Vekech Zavichem Varbe, and there's no other opinion. So therefore the Rambam learns there must be something special about that Parsha. And that Parsha really is the story of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. You want to know the story of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, not the limud of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. What you're teaching your children. For you, you're not learning Mitzrayim. You're telling the story. Telling the story, you got to start from Omfang, from the beginning. And that's why he stresses Chalameis of Mar B'drash Parshas Zuharei D'Meshuvach. That's a chiddush over what was said in Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph is talking specifically about teaching Yitzhias Mitzrayim. But when you want to know the maschil b'gnus of Messiah b'shvach of gnus of Edazara and also the gnus of Yitzir and Sam, it's got to be through this parasha. Okay, so again, the main point is that there are two concepts. What happens in the beginning of the parasha, in the beginning of the Haggadah, is responsive. And that part of the Haggadah is not part of the, according to the Rambam, not part of Maschil B'gnus of Messiah B'shvach. When you talk about Avodah Meinu, is you're just teaching, Melamdei, teaching a child. It's a good lesson for teachers. And when you teach, you got to make it real. Then there is the sipur part, which has to do with every person for themselves, understanding, not understanding, but just relating the story. You want to relate the story? Torah related the story. Torah gave you a story. Where did the Torah tell the story? In Parashat Yisod. Now, Torah tell the story in Parashas Shmais, Ve'erabai, Mishal, no, that's where the story happened. It's not a storyteller, telling. I once heard, and I want to relate it to this, that I may even be a Maimer Azal, but I don't remember. It might be a Medrash somewhere that there was some, I think it may have been that there's somebody who, when he came to a certain part of the Torah or the Nevi'im where a story happened, he would curse the Rasha in the story. And the reason he would curse the Rasha, because he would say, you know, look at the terrible things he did. And then later when his name is mentioned somewhere else, so he explained, because that's where he's doing the bad thing. That's why I cursed him there. In other words, Shmais Ve'erabai B'Shalach is good for the Vigadat Alavincha. That's the Vigadat Alavincha part, where you actually teach the parashas, teach the idea. I mean, you can do it as you want. You explain it the best you can, then you can teach it. But if you die to Shoben, that has to do with education. Kisavai is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where the Torah tells you the story. And in the Torah's story, the Rambam understands, it begins with the importance of understanding that there was Terach and the Erkach HaSavicha. Okay, so that's the gist of this Rambam, perhaps. Anyway, everybody have a great day. Zayin Gezeirah.